From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. According to the National World War II Museum, there are still more than 600,000 World War II veterans alive nationwide, and nearly 14,000 of them live in Missouri. Here in Columbia, just last month, one 94-year-old World War II veteran was reunited with the F-4U Corsair plane he flew in combat 72 years ago. Here's KBIA's Rebecca Smith with the story.
It was early on an October morning, birds chirping, a touch of chill in the air, and there wasn't a parking spot to be found at the Columbia Regional Airport. A crowd of people entered an empty hangar, many of them sporting ball caps with different wars emblazoned upon the front. 90-year-old Fred Bethman was there. He was an Army man during World War II, and he came to honor a fellow World War II vet because
there's not many of us left.
All of these people, veterans, active military, and civilians alike, had come to honor 94-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Farrell Purdy, and to see him reunited with the exact F-4U Corsair plane he flew in combat more than 72 years ago.
Good morning and welcome. Absolutely perfect day in October here in Columbia, Missouri, and a perfect day to honor Mr. Farrell Purdy.
The crowd stands and claps as Purdy enters the hangar. He was a Marine fighter pilot in the Pacific Theater during World War II, and you can tell he's overwhelmed.
I thought had it only about 25 people know me.
Little did he know that more than 100 people had come to hear his story and see his Corsair fly.
I want to thank every one of you for everything you did during World War II and since.
He was introduced by Michelle Spry, a local author who had researched Purdy's military history while writing a book, and discovered that one of the planes he flew in combat in 1944 was, in fact, still around and still flying. The plane now resides at the Planes of Fame Museum in Chino, California.
When it came back in August of 44, they overhauled it and it went into all these different training squadrons. Right in August of 45, it was stricken from the records, and it actually was sold to MGM Studios.
That's Corey O'Brien. He's a volunteer at the Planes of Fame Museum and was part of the two-man crew that flew the Corsair from California to Columbia. He said they don't really know what MGM used the plane for, but since the museum has owned the plane, it's been busy. It has appeared in TV shows like Baa Baa Black Sheep and Airwolf, and in films like Flags of Our Fathers. Michelle Spry, the author who discovered the connection between Purdy, the plane, and the museum, spoke about Purdy's life.
On his first tour, he was flying his aircraft and he was hit by the shot at by the enemy, and it hit into his oil cooler. And he was in the Corsair and it drained all the oil out of his plane and stalled the engine. And so his wingman stayed right next to him when his plane went into the water and made sure to circle him so that the other boys went back to get a Navy destroyer. Mr. Purdy says that John saved my life.
And after a brief synopsis,
here in just a few minutes, we're going to get Mr. Purdy all situated. He is going to pat the belly of that plane.
Then everyone went outside, and his two adult children, Gayla and Greg, were going to take a ride in what the pilot calls, quote, their dad's office.
There she goes.
As the engine turns over and the plane pulls away, you can see Purdy's training from more than 70 years ago coming back to him. He cited the specific ideal oil temperature for the Corsair. Over the course of an hour or so, both kids get to take several laps around the airfield in one of the Corsairs their father flew during World War II, this one being number 17799. And all of this as their father looks on.
There she is!
From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith.